Okay, yesterday we started learning that when it comes to Shabbos, so those things that were done in the Mishkan are biblically forbidden. Those things, many things that Chama made, a takana, gzeira, okay, what's called shvus. Shvus is something which the Chachamim forbade for a person to do, generally speaking, when it comes to Shabbos especially. Now, there's a few reasons why the Chachamim instituted such rabbinic prohibitions when it came to Shabbos. It could be either activities that could be easily confused for something biblical. He gives a few examples, but for instance, one of them, Lamitas Melachas and Shabbos, is you're not allowed to squeeze, which is really, like we said yesterday, it was an offshoot of the Melach of threshing of Dosh. Now, biblically, it's only forbidden to squeeze olives and grapes. Biblically, it's only forbidden to squeeze on Shabbos olives and grapes. Why? Because those are the two things that there's a reason why you want to squeeze the juice out of it, because the juice is better than the fruit. Wine is better than the grape, and olive oil is better than the olive. So therefore, biblically, it's only forbidden to squeeze grapes and olives on Shabbos. Chum came along and said, you know what? Any fruit that people make juice out of, you're not allowed to squeeze on Shabbos. So you can't squeeze an orange, you can't squeeze a grapefruit, you can't squeeze a lemon. Why? Even though biblically it's allowed. The Chum has said, a person will think, okay, you can squeeze, I can squeeze. If I can squeeze a lemon, I can squeeze a grape. So therefore, the Chumim made this one category of prohibitions, which is called Shvusim. The Chumim said are forbidden because a person will come to confuse it with something biblical. If you allowed them to squeeze oranges, they might come to squeeze olives and grapes. That's one thing. Next thing, by the way, we'll get to those details soon. Second category is, you're not allowed to do certain things on Shabbos because it will lead you to do something forbidden. For instance, writing is one of the biblical melachos on Shabbos. So the Chachamim said, give you an example. You can't do business on Shabbos. Now, buying and selling on Shabbos is not one of the lamites melachos. Yet, doing business on Shabbos is forbidden. Why? Because normally when you do business, you're right. You're right when you do business. Your deals, contracts, calculations, whatever it is. So the Chumim said, you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos because you will come to write, which is biblically forbidden. Or, we'll give different examples as we go along and keep it simpler. The third thing that the Chumim forbid to do on Shabbos. So number one is people will make a mistake for a biblical malacha. Or two, it will lead you to do a biblical malacha. Or three, it's what's called, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. It's just not what's called Shabbistic. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. For instance, one of the examples of that is muktzah that we'll also learn about later. But for instance, part of this prohibition, the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to do anything that's effort that's not needed for Shabbos. For instance, preparing from Shabbos for the weekday is rabbinically forbidden. Why is it rabbinically forbidden? Because why on Shabbos should you do things for the weekday? Shabbos is supposed to be a day of rest. A simple example. You finished eating on Shabbos, you have dirty dishes. Yeah? You don't need them anymore on Shabbos. So why am I going to wash the dishes? Because I want to have clean dishes for Sunday or for Saturday night. So you wouldn't be allowed to wash dishes that you don't need on Shabbos. For instance, Friday night dishes you could wash because you'll need them for Shabbos morning. So you're doing work on Shabbos for Shabbos. But if you're going to do work on Shabbos that you don't need for Shabbos, it's only things of afterwards, so then you're not allowed to.
The need is you don't want the mess.
Huh?
The need is you don't want the mess.
I understand, but that's still forbidden because you're not planning to use the dishes on Shabbos. I'll give you an example. You can't... you're talking about now with a mess? Okay. What happens to a bunch of dirty dishes? They don't want them in the sink over Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos afternoon. Halachically, if when you open your dishwasher, the dishwasher door, a light doesn't go on, so halachically you would be allowed to put the dishes in the dishwasher to keep them out of sight. But you wouldn't be allowed to organize them in the dishwasher, you know, set them up, that as soon as Shabbos is over, you press a button. Because that setting up is, again, preparing for after Shabbos. But if I want to get rid of the dishes because I don't want the mess, you can stick them into the dishwasher or, you know, into a cabinet or whatever and close it up.
Okay,
another thing is, animals that don't belong to you, you're not allowed to feed on Shabbos. Animals that belong to you, they're your obligation to eat, you have to feed. In fact, you have to feed them before you feed yourself. But if it's an animal that's not yours, for instance, you want to put out bread, you know, breadcrumbs, you have leftover bread, Shabbos meal, and you want to put it out in the backyard for the birds to come and take it, on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it.
What if you want to clean the table cover?
What?
To clean the table cover. I don't want to feed anyone. I just want to clean the table cover.
So you can throw it into the garbage. What do you mean? Oh, you want to shake it out outside?
Yeah.
If your purpose is not to feed the animals, your purpose is to clean the table, because that you'd be allowed to do. But again, anything, this is the third category of what the Chachamim forbid on Shabbos. So the third category is basically anything that's not needed for Shabbos, that entails a little effort, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The only heter they use for that, by the way, is Pesach with Gebrux. That they'll wash dishes on Pesach because they're afraid to make it to Gebrux. Just the mess, put the dishes away, so cover them.
Could you soak the dishes on hands?
Now, again, if you want to soak the dishes, that you shouldn't get ants or it shouldn't smell up the house, that you would be allowed to. Because that you're doing for Shabbos. But if you're doing it to make it easier, this is between you and God, so to speak. If you're doing it, you're going to soak him in water with soap, that Saturday night will be easier to clean, then you wouldn't be allowed to.
This is all the shvus, is that what you said?
The shvus, all rabbinic.
Which means a goy can do it for you?
No.
Oh.
we're coming.
Okay, sorry.
Tavlonut, this takes time. What? Again, if the purpose of doing that is you shouldn't get bugs or the house shouldn't smell, then you would be allowed.
What if I need the sink?
So take the dishes and put them next to the sink. Doesn't work. Okay. Other things. Okay. So these are basically the three general reasons why the Chachamim, as we learn the rabbinic things that they forbid, we'll learn which category of it. So number one is, people might make a mistake and think that this is allowed and something biblical is allowed. Secondly, it might cause you to do something forbidden. And thirdly, because it's not in the spirit of Shabbos.
The cause component, just on that, that's strictly...
What?
Right. Right. That's not applicable to everything. That's applicable to a few things.
No.
I can say, theoretically, you can't...
I'll give you an example.
You can't return even write down your solution. We don't say that.
Because that's a mitzvah, and the Torah itself will protect you. But I'll give you an example. If you have a game, like Scrabble, okay? Now, when you play Scrabble, obviously you keep score. I mean, if not, you don't play, right? You keep score. So the way of playing Scrabble is, even though the actual Scrabble might not be forbidden, if it's not the deluxe Scrabble that has the grooves that you can spin it around, right? Then that's a question of writing, because you're forming letters in a pattern that's holding. But a regular Scrabble board that you just stick the letters in, that's not called writing, okay? So that in itself is not a problem. But you can't play Scrabble as the game because you might come to write. And normally that's the way it's written. And that's the way you play the game. I'll give you an example. In early, early halacha, 800 years ago, 900 years ago, you'll find that Poskim write, you're not allowed to play chess on Shabbos. Rashi brings down the Gemara Ksubis, by the way. Rashi brings down the concept of chess. Whoever made it is not relevant. Shlomo Melech, the Chinese, whatever it is. But in old halacha, it says you're not allowed to play chess on Shabbos. Why? Besides the fact it's not, you know, the spirit of Shabbos, so to speak. Okay, but besides that. Because years ago when they played chess, they always wrote down the moves. They always wrote down the moves when they played chess. So therefore, Allah has said, those years, you're not allowed to play chess on Shabbos because you might come to write the moves. Nowadays, nobody writes the moves, basically. The majority, vast majority of people. So halachically, you would be allowed to play chess on Shabbos. Because it's not a game that you write. A game that you keep score, you're not allowed to play the game, even if you're not going to write, because it will bring you to writing. Okay? One of the second parak of Shabbos, when they used to have the kerosene lamps. So the whole second parak of Shabbos, what you can light Shabbos candles with, what you can't, and there's a whole bunch of oils that don't burn well, so we're afraid you might make the fire bigger or smaller. Like this thing, bigger or smaller. So then it says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to read next to that light. Why? Because we're afraid you might make this flame bigger or smaller. So these are all things you find that many times in halacha. One of the reasons why you're not allowed to go swimming in a river on Shabbos, believe it or not, is because you might build a raft. There's other issues in halacha today, but I'm just saying what the Gemara talks about. You're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos because you might rip a branch off the tree to use as a whip. Because that's what people used to do. You know, you want to whip the horse, and he would rip a branch off the tree and whip the horse, yeah? So then, that would be another case where you're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos, the Chachamim said, because you will come to do a biblical mach of ripping a branch off a tree, which is...
Why is this swimming thing not like the chess thing?
No, because there's other inyonim of schita and a lot of other issues involved. Okay.
So
in
the instance of the tree and the horse,
yeah.
Why would you still hold?
Yeah, you can't ride a horse in Shabbos today.
Can't swim in?
Can't swim in Shabbos either. You can go to mikvah, but no swimming.
What if your bathing suit is not absorbent?
You still can't go swimming, because Chacham already said no swimming. Because of all these, washing the entire body is because of exeda, that you might come to do something. There's so many other cases like this. In contemporary halacha, you're not allowed to write. I know that they say that Bavadia said you could, then he said you can't, then you could, then you can't. I don't know. I saw a whole bunch of different things. But in the Ashkenazi community, we're not allowed to ride a bike on Shabbos. Why? Because a tricycle, yeah, and a bicycle, not. See, in the street, it's a question of carrying anyway. But let's say in a city where there's an Erev and you're allowed to carry, or Yom Tov for that matter. So the problem is, because in a bike, the chain might fall off and you might fix it on Shabbos. Air might come out of the tire and you'll fill up the tire. So you're fixing on Shabbos. You're fixing something broken is tikkun manu, which is part of makor b'patish. So these are all things in halacha. The Chacham said you can't do certain things because it will lead you to do something worse. What? I don't know. I don't know. They say that. But Vadya said then that you looked it up online. You one place,
no,
he said, yeah. There's a whole thing with bicycles In Ashkenazic circles, we don't write bites on Shabbos. The whole question is, I had this out with somebody in a different state, about scooters on Shabbos.
There's no chain.
There's no chain. And let's say there's an Eidav. Are you allowed to ride a scooter on Shabbos? Technically, you're not allowed to, because it's not Shabbos dick. You know, a scooter is not Shabbos dick, a mean mode of transportation. Your feet, what's called bus 11, you know, your 2 feet, that's the mode of transportation on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do a lot of things on Shabbos. It's called Uvdin Dechur.
Probably somebody saw the people and wants to come to you, and you know that the scooter is going to be...
They could walk. Life is difficult.
Going back, and then his wife is waiting for lunch.
No, he doesn't have to go back. He doesn't have to go back. He can stay, come and stay all day.
He wants to go back to his wife.
He could bring his wife.
No, she can't take a scooter and she can't walk all the way.
Okay. Maharaj Shinazam.